Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to me so far all by myself on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com for anybody that might be listening in. My name is Peter Mingles, and we are here with a gal. Her name is always Janine Avila. And Janine Avila is right on time, right after our radio show. I was wondering if I was going to go give her a buzz or not, but she is right here right now. And we are here on buildingfortunesradio.com. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine, you'll be able to pick up this as well as any other previous radio show that we've done. Janine and I met many years ago when she was a guest on the MLMIA, which stood for the Multi-Level Marketing International Association radio show that we were doing with Doris Wood. And Doris had Janine sit in there a couple of times, and I always had a really nice time co-hosting this with Janine. She is somebody that knows what she's doing. She's super-duper smart and very bright and all that sort of good stuff, and she lives a life. And the cool thing is that she went away for a little bit because she was just a guest, and then she called me back and she said, I'd really like to do that radio show again. And I said, I'd really like you to do that radio show again because I always had a lot of fun, and I know that we made a big impact on people that would listen, and we've been doing this show ever since. It's been a year or two or three maybe since we've been doing this, and there's a lot of really great things. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine, find the shows at the end, and when you go to the shows at the end, you'll see that we have a setup for a home-based business kind of running backwards, so everything about like telephones and desks and organization and other tools that you could use, and then any one of those radio shows in between, you'll be able to pick up some really great tips. Sometimes we do this ourselves, sometimes she has a guest, and today is going to be part one of a three-part series, and I'm giving her a little bit of time just to grab her breath, if you will, because she was running late, so I'm just buying a little bit of time just in case she has to get something situated. So, Janine, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you, Peter. That is great. I was having the technical issues. I kept getting kicked off the green room line. But, you know, it's not that easy to shake off, as you might know.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. But thank you. I appreciate that. And this is one of my favorite parts of my week because I get to, like you said, you know, we've been doing this show almost 3 years now, Peter.
Wow.
We started doing the show before the pandemic started. That's how long ago it was. And we started doing it before everybody and their grandma was working from home. So working from home is my wheelhouse. And I have been able to help a lot of people over my career with just things they could learn and do. And whether it's the technical part or the actual part of moving the desk around, I have this memory of a show that I did with you, Peter, about 2.5 years ago. And as I was talking about being set up in your office so you feel comfortable and everything accessible, and I started thinking, you know, I had just moved to Dallas, and I hadn't really done that in my new place. And I motivated my own self. You know, it's like position healed myself. So after our show, I gutted my office that weekend and pulled everything out of it and reset. And a lot of times you do have to do a reset for a lot of different reasons. But I love doing the show because I'm just, I'm preaching what I practice. And I'm trying to share things I've learned along the way to help make it easier for others. And whether it's little tips and ideas or we have our special guests on that have expertise in certain areas. But tonight I'm talking about an area that even Warren Buffett talks about, Napoleon Hill talks about this, about one of the key areas that you need to be able to master this art. It really is an art, to be successful in any kind of relationship, be it business or personal. So we're talking tonight, if you saw the show promo, and man, Morgan does a fabulous job. She just puts her whole heart into doing the show promo. So shout out to Morgan for that. I loved it. Promotion she did for this show. And we're talking about communication. And this is a three-part series, Communication Keys for Success. And you, of course, will want to apply this to your business. And you, a lot of times people treat their family differently. And it's like, these are communication keys that will just help you. And life is hard enough, especially now. There's a lot of angst in the world, and there's a lot of uncertainty, and there's a lot of fear, and there's a lot of arguing and division. And so the little things that, you and I, Peter, can bring into people's lives to help make it easier and better, that's rewarding to me. So tonight on part one, I'm just talking about the communication conversation. And this has probably become one of my greatest strengths in my communication and my effectiveness, of being able to communicate with people. And the reason I say the communication conversation is that you have to figure out, this is your responsibility, you have to figure out what is your communication style. And when you, and this is the part where, man, if you're taking notes, underline this, run a highlighter across the page, but when you are trying to get someone else to call you back, you want something that they have, be it information, be it just their time, their attention. And for me, time, you know, your time is your life. Those little 60 seconds, 60 minutes, 24 hours, you know, 52 weeks, 365 days that make up a year, that make up your life, they matter. And that's why this communication is key. And I've spent a great deal of time on the phone, and my neck, I spent a lot of time without a headset, unfortunately. And oftentimes when I move to a new city and I get a chiropractor, and the first thing they take one look at me and they're like, you have phone neck. And a lot of you listening probably know what that is. And Peter and I learned early on, we both have this aversion to not using a headset because of that. And there's just so much more you can do. But I spent a great deal of my life on the phone, talking to family members, talking to friends. It all matters to me. And so I want to get a hold of people, just like you do if you're listening tonight. But your time matters. You can reduce the frustration level and the amount of time you spend trying to reach people. And a question I want to ask people is, imagine we all have this thing now called caller ID. Peter's old enough to remember when we didn't have caller ID.
I resent that. I know the guy who claims to have invented caller ID. That's how old I am. So here you go.
Oh, my God. So in the olden days, you guys, when the phone would ring, and some of you remember this, you just answered it, and you didn't know who was going to be on the other end of the phone. So this thing came, caller ID came out. So we can look at our phones now, and we know who's on the other side. So I'm just asking you all, this is a self-check. Ask yourself, when somebody sees your name show up on the caller ID, what's their reaction? What's their response? Are they excited and anxious to take your call, or do they already know they're going to hear is some kind of negativity, some whining, some attitude? It's hard for people to get their phone calls returned. And I had my brother say something to me a long time ago. My brother's gone now, but I never forgot it. He got a cell phone before I did, because back then it was like 99 cents a minute. Peter, you remember that? Expensive it was when they came out.
I do. Yep. My first cell phone was the brick phone.
Yeah,
right? Yep.
The mobile, the military-looking thing. So,
yep. $1,500 a month it used to cost me.
Yeah, our cell phone bills could be $1,000 a month, no problem.
Yep.
But anyway,
yep.
So my point, not to go too far down a rabbit trail because I could, is that my brother's name was Mike, and I got a hold of Mike, and I said, I've been trying to call you, and you have, and I started in. You know what I mean when I say I started in? I've been trying to call you. I started telling him how many times I've tried to call him. Anyway. He taught me a painful lesson that day, and he goes, Janine, first of all, stop whining. You're talking to me right now, and you're wasting time telling me how many times. I know how many times you called me. you got me now, talk. You want to talk or do you want to talk about how many times you called? And I was like, oh, okay. And then he said something I never forgot. He said, Janine, I carry this cell phone. It was actually a mobile phone or cellular back then. For my convenience, not yours. But, and the way he said it, I really heard that. And I think a lot of times people forget that. This is our time, our life. And you get people that get needy and demanding of your time. And because of that conversation I had with Mike where he kind of got into me about me spending the first few minutes of the call whining or complaining, I had another conversation with somebody else once who I called, and I had been calling this guy like 5, 6, 7 times. And when I called, when he answered, and I just said, hey, Kyle, and I started telling him what I wanted, and he said, I want to tell you something. One of the things I like about you is you never start trying to make me feel guilty for how many times you've tried to reach me. And he said, I have a hard time. I'm struggling. He was a dispatcher. Bring it up. Ask yourself if you're doing that, because it's that if you're doing that, it's for you. It's not for the caller. And you're not going to make them want to return your call faster by reminding them how hard you're working to try to get a hold of them. And I think the reason that I don't do that, it's because of what Mike said to me, but it's also because I remember when we didn't have voicemail and answering machines. You called somebody and the phone rang and rang and rang until you got them. And if you didn't get them, you had to call back. People have gotten lazy, I think, or soft, and they depend. They called. Like, I have a message on my phone that says, please leave a message. And I do listen to my messages because I do. I have a very scheduled day. When I go to bed tonight, I know every call that I'm going to make tomorrow. And I have a little buffer in there, but I have planned activity. So I know what that is. And I have a system in place so that I can manage my calls. And that's what I really suggest that you do when you talk to people you want to reach, whether it's your daughter-in-law or your son-in-law or your kids. Start a new business relationship. I have coaching clients. A lot of you know on my website, JanineAvila.com. I'll give myself a plug. There's a little box in the top right-hand corner where it says, get Janine in your corner. And that's where I have my coaching business, and people go there. And when I have coaching clients, one of the first things I do is I have this conversation that I'm going to share right now. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to set it up, and I'm going to go down. I'm going to give you the bullet points of these are the things you say when you have the communication conversation. And the operative word here is going to be, what is your preference? And if you could see my notes right now, you'd see the word your is all caps and bolded. So if Peter was my new client, I'd say, Peter, what is your preferred method of communication? Now, I don't know if Peter remembers this, but I asked Peter that when we first started doing this show. And what I learned is that Peter hates to talk on his cell phone. He will text, but that's not his favorite. Peter likes it if you sim or call him on his landline. And he doesn't really like email that much. I know he doesn't like Facebook really at all. And I've given up, you know, what I know, but I'm just sharing that because I have a business relationship and a friendship with Peter. And I respect him, and I care about him and his time, and I want to know what's his preferred method. I asked him. So when we come back from the break, which we'll go to break right now, and when we come back, I'll go through those questions, those critical questions you want to ask people when you're having the communication conversation. Okay, Peter?
Excellent. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back, and I think I found that I am a glitch in the matrix, because I couldn't start speaking before the commercial. So I kind of had one of those Hillary Clinton-like robot blurbs that happened. So sorry about that, talking about effective communication. It might be a hint. We are all in the matrix. But anyway, we are back with Janine Avila. If you go back to buildingforcesradio.com/Janine, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows. And I kind of think I do remember when you asked me that, because we all know that I'm a landline guy. I'd like to use my landline because I don't want to have to work on the cell phone. I use a cell phone out of necessity if I really need to. But because I work from home, I really like to use a regular phone as opposed to the cell phone, and that really makes a big difference for me. So anyway, so thanks for being here and thanks for asking, and we are back with Janine Avila.
Thanks. Peter, I want to ask you an important question. So you do remember it slightly. How did it make you feel when I asked you what your preferred methods of communication were?
You know, I kind of realized it because I think the same way you do. So I knew why you asked, and I was very happy that I knew why you knew why you asked or whatever, you know what I'm saying, because you were really kind of customizing my approach to me, which meant that you considered what is important to me important, and you were doing it, and although it might be a question that might be considered a technique, but it was also very sincere because you were interested in, you know, how do you like to communicate? So it's a level of professionalism, and I try to do the same thing. That's why I say it's something that I try to do as well. If I know somebody like really likes, I'm going to use Signal, I'll try to be on Signal. If somebody likes WhatsApp, I'll try to be on WhatsApp. However, I just throw in, for instance, like if you have a lot of people and you're trying to accommodate a lot of people, that really makes it tougher for you because then you have to kind of familiarize yourself with all the different platforms. So I use my always handle awkward moments in advance. I say, listen, if I mess up, I'm going to apologize in advance. You know, that's not the method that I always use, like say, for instance, Signal. So if you text me on Signal, which is an encrypted phone app, and I don't respond, pick up the phone and call me, because my preferred method is over the phone. So if your preferred method is email and I'm not responding by email, remember my preferred method is phone. So it's kind of like a mutual exclusive, what's yours and what's mine, and at least this way we can have a really nice, smooth conversation. So back to you.
Thank you, and that's an important point. And I even, as you know, Morgan communicates the show topics with you, and I remember Morgan telling me once she emailed you, and I said, you can email him, but if you do that, you have to call him and tell him. Peter doesn't really like email that. And she said, oh, yeah, that's great. And that's the thing, and it's just knowing your friends, knowing what people want. So I'm going to go through and list a couple of these things. I'll just go through. So when you have this conversation and you find out who wants phone calls, text messages, email, and this is something that I've had to learn in the last few years. A lot of people today, a lot of my grandkids, they want me to DM them through Instagram. And again, now you could be thinking, I don't want to use Instagram. Well, do you want to talk to your grandkids? So for me, and Peter, you said it, it's not a technique when I do it. It's like I want to talk. It's what I want. I want to talk to them. I want to communicate to them. So I want to do it on their terms. If they want to communicate with me, that's a different matter. They're trying to call me on the phone during the day, and I'm like, you guys, I'm on Zoom back-to-back all day. And, I'll say to my own kids, maybe you don't plan your days, but I plan mine. So send me a text, and I'm not the average, you know, grandma, right? So I'll say, send me a text. Otherwise, if you saw the show promo, do you have a strategic plan in your communication? Are you rolling the dice? If somebody wants to call me, I'm not going to say, I love talking on the phone. I really do. That's why I do this radio show. I like to talk. And I love to visit with people, and I love information. I love that all. And I know that about myself, so I manage it that way. I'll tell one of my daughters refuses to change, and she just calls me random. I was just like, it's so hard to get a hold of you. I'm like, well, it's because of the way you're doing it. I've told you 10,000 times how to do it, but you refuse. So roll the dice. So that's where the topic for rolling the dice from the show came from, because I've said it. But is it phone calls? Is it text messages? A very good technique. And one of my friends does this with me. He sends me a text, and he says, can you talk? And if I'm on a Zoom, or I'm listening to a Zoom, or I'm on a team call, or I'm doing something, I appreciate that, and I'll say yes or no, or I'll say when. And then I'll say, what's it about? Because I want to know if you want something from me, so I'm ready, because I have a limited amount of time. Well, we all do, but some of us are just more aware of it than others. Instagram, DM, that's how I can get message to my grandkids or them back to me or other people. Facebook Messenger. 10 years ago, I had Messenger turned off on my Facebook. I have a whole bunch of people connected to me on Facebook, and I didn't want to get all those messages on Facebook. But what I learned is that's how some people really want to communicate, and those are people I want to get communication from. So I turned it on, and then I've learned to manage it. And if people complain to me, I sent you a Facebook message, and I never heard back, and I'll tell them. I probably had 1,000 Facebook messages last week. So you can send them to me that way, but you just have to wait. I don't go through there very often. If you really want to get to me, send me an email. That's my preferred method of communication is email, because some of you know this, that I've probably talked about on the show before, I'm blind in my left eye, and it's very difficult for me to look at messages on my cell phone. I can, and I know you can blow them up, and I know you can do all those things, but we're talking about me, my preference. I like email. Because I've got my computer, I've got my two monitors, I've got my email open, and I could be on a Zoom or I could be doing something else, and I can respond quickly, and I work in a lot of different time zones. And so it's good for me, and I'm not getting interrupted or distracted. So that's what I like. But, again, right now, when I'm trying to reach somebody else, if I know that somebody likes Facebook Messenger, I have a friend, Ricky, who likes Facebook Messenger. So I usually message him on that when I'm reaching out to him. You guys see the difference? Not when they want to get to me. When I want to get to them, that's when I want to make sure I have however the best road to them is. It might be Signal. It might be – I have a friend who I always – he's in Russia, and he used to do WhatsApp with me all the time. And then he messaged me and told me to get on Telegram, and now he said he likes it better. So I had to change the little note I keep on him on his preferred method. Actually, I've been talking to him so long now, I know. But and I have a whole bunch of people I work with in Singapore and Hong Kong, and it's WhatsApp. It's WhatsApp. I have some people in Dubai. They love WhatsApp. I can email them, but I have to wait. If I want to get to them right away, I have to ask you-know-who over here, Alexa in the back, what time it is in Dubai, and then I can send them a message on WhatsApp. There's Zoom calls. You know, I have another friend that he likes to talk to me on Zoom because we want to talk face-to-face. Some of my daughters like FaceTime. I got one in California that hates FaceTime. So you just learn this, and in my Outlook, on the little notes section, and Outlook is where I keep my database, I have people's preferences there. What is it? Some people love handwritten notes, maybe when was the last time you wrote a letter? If you have a heartfelt communication, like there's a thing called an apology that you might want to get across to somebody, write them a letter, a handwritten letter in your handwriting, and sit down and write it and put thought into it and go old school. And or sometimes that's a wonderful thing to do. My brother-in-law writes all of my sister and all of his kids' letters and his grandkids on their birthdays. They get a handwritten letter from him telling them how much he loves them and what he loves about them. I mean, talk about a bonding thing and a self-esteem builder for his family. That's his method of communication. And you want to learn how to do this. And I'll tell you something. Sometimes people send me e-cards. And I'm not a fan of e-cards. I don't know why. They almost feel like a chore to me. And I'm I get nervous with them because, you know, I got hacked on my computer last week, and I've been hacked before, and so I'm super careful. And I took a cybersecurity class recently, and that scared me even more. But I'm not a huge fan of e-cards, but somebody might be. So it's just what I'm talking about for me. So you ask people these questions, and you and this is a state, it's like a giving them ideas and suggestions. You know, by talking about some of these, some people don't even know what WhatsApp is, but they might. And your business clients, especially if you're working globally or working around the world, you've got questions to ask. And then you talk about it, and you said it, and I'm going to underscore it because it's so important. You do it genuinely because you really care. And that's your true agenda, is making people feel comfortable and making people feel good about your communication with them so they want to talk to you. And there's an old saying that I absolutely love, is people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And part of how you express how much you care is how you, if you take the time to have this communication conversation, and we just proved it because Peter and I didn't talk at all about the topic of this show or anything. But I just happened to remember finding out how Peter likes to communicate, and it was 3 years ago, and he remembers. He remembers that I did that with him. So think about that. And it's like, how do you want to be remembered when people think about you? How do you want them to feel? How do you want the chemistry in their body to change when they see your name come up on the caller ID? Is it happy? And I'll share with you a conversation I had with a friend of mine who kept calling me random, and I messaged him and I said, can you please schedule a time to talk to me? And I said, or message me. And he said, if when we finally did talk, he said, it's okay, I don't mind, I'll just keep trying you till I get you. And I said, but I mind, because when I see all these missed calls from you, it bothers me, because I like talking to you and I want to talk to you and I want to plan it. So the rule in time organization is if it doesn't get on the calendar, it doesn't get done. And I know I'm over the top. And if you looked at my calendar for tomorrow, you'd probably start laughing, Peter, because I've got everything scheduled in there. And I make appointments with myself to do these things. If I have a task, it goes in the calendar because I block time. I block time for what matters. I block time for my nap. I block time to talk to people that I want to talk to. I block time for people that have scheduled time with me. And I block time to do the things that matter to me. Don't overwhelm yourself giving in to the whims of others. This is your time and it's your life. And that's what this show is about, to try to help you have a peaceful, profitable, pleasant business and life that you love. So that happens from planning. That happens from great communication. The keys to success, communication. You can be great at an Excel spreadsheet, and you can be great on the calculator. You could be a whiz, and you could have a wonderful vocabulary, and you could know all these great things. But if you have poor communication skills, you're not going to hurt. You're not going to get very far. Or you're not going to get where you could have been if you improve the communication skills, and you can make people feel better along the way. It's about respect and timing and just letting people know that you care. So that is what I had for tonight. Next week, we're going to talk about some telephone techniques that are actually techniques that you can do to help improve your rate of people calling you back, of people listening to your messages. We'll talk about some systems you can put in place to save time and increase your effective rate, which if you're working from home, being on the phone or on a Zoom are key. And if you're going to do it anyway, you might as well be effective. So, Peter, I'll kick it back to you for a close. And I'm excited about this series and looking forward to next week.
Excellent information. So we're going to make sure we call this one part one. I think you said there's going to be 3 parts to this. So when you go to buildingfortressradio.com/Janine, you'll see this one says part one. And then you'll be able to listen to this and share it with your friends. There's several different ways you could share it. Of course, you have the links and the audios and the pages and everything else like that. But if you go to buildingfortressradio.com/Janine, J-A-N-I-N-E, you'll be able to see it there. I know Janine has her own website, JanineAvila.com, JanineAvila.com. And I know every once in a while she has some coaching spots available. So if you want to be coached by Janine, you certainly can go to JanineAvila.com, find the contact information, and make sure you do that there as well. So Janine, I really appreciate you being here. It's been, you know, it's been a couple. You said 3 years. I mean, I know it's probably it went so fast, but we've been through a lot of stuff. And these types of techniques and the ideas and suggestions you're giving to people really do make a very big difference. And one of the things that I know based on the conversations, if I wanted something done, I could call you, and if it was going to fit in your schedule, you'd be able to do it. And I know it'd be done. I mean, so there's a special bond, if you will, when you work with people that they perform, they get stuff done, they're friendly, they're smart, they're considerate, all of those types of things, and then it just kind of works so much better. So for those people that are listening in, listen to this as well as the previous radio shows that Janine has done as well. So thanks for being here. Hopefully we'll be able to do a radio show next week as well. I know we're coming up to the holidays, so we'll probably sprinkle some stuff in about the holidays into some of the things that we're working on as well, and we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Janine, thanks for being here. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.